Others had preferred to stay among the hills of Western Asia, and there they had founded the half-independent communities of the Medes and the Persians, two peoples whose names we have copied from the old Greek history books. In the 7th century before the birth of Christ, the Medes had established a kingdom of their own called Media, but this perished when Cyrus, the chief of a clan known as the Anshan, made himself king of all the Persian tribes, and started upon a career of conquest which soon made him and his children the undisputed masters of the whole of Western Asia and of Egypt. Indeed, with such energy did these Indo-European Persians push their triumphant campaigns in the West, that they soon found themselves in serious difficulties with certain other Indo-European tribes, which, centuries before, had moved into Europe, and had taken possession of the Greek peninsula and the islands of the Aegean Sea. These difficulties led to the three famous wars between Greece and Persia, during which King Darius and King Xerxes of Persia invaded the northern part of the peninsula. They ravaged the lands of the Greeks, and tried very hard to get a foothold upon the European continent. But in this they did not succeed. The navy of Athens proved unconquerable. By cutting off the lines of supplies of the Persian armies, the Greek sailors invariably forced the Asiatic rulers to return to their base. It was the first encounter between Asia, the ancient teacher, and Europe, the young and eager pupil. A great many of the other chapters of this book will tell you how the struggle between East and West has continued until this very day.